You know, everybody's got a story to tell. And if you don't tell it, who will? It's crazy, I can remember it like it was yesterday. I've learned that when you open up, you can find healing. So I'm gonna try it. Listen. I was just a little kid inside a hallway with no windows, full of questions. My brother was yelling at me, my sisters were getting restless. I couldn't make out the words, I couldn't decrypt the message. They were locked inside a safe with a chain and the combinations. I just wanna peek inside so maybe I could understand it. I was only 8 years old, I felt like everybody left me. I was soaking wet, I didn't have the proper clothes to keep me warm. I felt the thunder, heard the lightning of this awful storm. My mama told me, don't worry son, I'ma get you back. My dad was gone, I just can't remember where he was at. My days of walking through the streets were just a memory. In ways I can't explain, I felt like everyone abandoned me. I sat in quiet, wiped the tears on my shirt. I prayed to God cause maybe he could understand why I'm hurt. I never thought this day would come, I felt like I was on the run. No longer had a home, I couldn't find the words. It was 1998. You know, some things you just don't forget. They'll be with you forever, they'll shape you and they'll mold you, you know. It was 1998. That's one thing that doesn't leave my mind. They put us all inside this van, to buckle up and close the doors as they smile like, how are y'all so happy? I haven't seen that in a while. We ended up inside this neighborhood I'd never seen. Had picket fences, tire swings that looked like something out of magazine. Pulled up and saw a bunch of kids in the drive. They laughed together, but I knew the things they buried inside. You can try to butter us up, but you ain't reaching the heart. The last time we gave that away, they grabbed and ripped it apart. That night was hard, I mean, as you can probably imagine. The fever had me dripping sweat like I was sleeping with dragons. I saw the shadows on the wall, I saw the writing beneath. That I knew that God had never led, but felt the devil was creeping. I'm asking, where do we go from here? I haven't a clue. I kept hearing those words my mama told me, hoping it's true. With everything that's happened lately, I'm just praying God will save me, help me understand. Cause all I know right now is this is 1998. You know, I carried that trauma for over 20 years. I guess I buried it and I feel like I couldn't talk about it. But sooner or later it's gonna come out, you know. It was 1998. You gotta understand that what happened to you, it's gonna turn out to be a story and a testimony that's gonna help somebody else. You need to open up and share it with somebody. I know I'm not the only one that's felt worthless or out of place. I know I'm not the only one that's felt like they didn't have a purpose in this world. I'm here to tell you that God does have a plan and a purpose for you. And he's gonna take everything that you've been through. He's gonna shape you, he's gonna mold you. And he's gonna use it for his glory. So keep walking. I'm with you.